And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. And thou shalt command the children of Israel, that they bring thee pure olive oil beaten for the light, to cause the lamp to burn always. And it shall be upon Aaron's forehead, that Aaron may bear the iniquity of the holy things which the children of Israel shall hallow in all their holy gifts, and that shall be always upon his forehead, that they may be accepted before the Lord. Oh, that there were such an heart in them, that they would fear me, and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children for ever. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God, for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is at this day. A land which the Lord thy God careth for. The eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it, from the beginning of the year even unto the end of the year. And thou shalt eat before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose to place his name there, the tithe of thy corn, of thy wine, and of thine oil, and the firstlings of thy herds and of thy flocks, that thou mayest learn to fear the Lord thy God always. Be mindful always of his covenant, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, There is yet one man by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him, for he never prophesied good unto me, but always evil. The same is Micaiah, the son of Imla. And Jehoshaphat said, Let not the king say so. Will he delight himself in the Almighty? Will he always call upon God? Great men are not always wise, neither do the aged understand judgment. His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments are far above out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he puffeth at them. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger for ever. Let her be as the loving hind in pleasant roe. Let her breast satisfy thee at all times, and be thou ravished always with her love. Then I was by him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him. Let thy garments be always white, and let thy head lack no ointment. For I will not contend for ever, neither will I be always wroth, for the spirit should fail before me, and the souls which I have made, because he slew me not from the womb, or that my mother might have been my grave, and her womb to be always great with me. After many days thou shalt be visited. In the latter years thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword, and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste. But it is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones. For I say unto you, that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. For ye have the poor always with you, but me ye have not always. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. For ye have the poor with you always, and whensoever ye will ye may do them good, but me ye have not always. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. For the poor always ye have with you, but me ye have not always. Jesus answered him, I spake openly to the world. I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple, whither the Jews always resort. And in secret have I said nothing. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost. As your fathers did, so do ye. Accept it always, and in all places, most noble Felix, with all thankfulness. And herein do I exercise myself, to have always a conscience void of offence toward God and toward men. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers. I thank my God always on your behalf, for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, forasmuch as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. But it is good to be zealously affected always in a good thing, and not only when I am present with you, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, always in every prayer of mine for you all making request with joy for you, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluteth you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that ye may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. But now when Timotheus came from you unto us, and brought us good tidings of your faith and charity, and that ye have good remembrance of us always, desiring greatly to see us as we also to see you, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth. Wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling, and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power. Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. The Lord be with you all. I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers. Now when these things were thus ordained, the priest went always into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service of God. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able after my decease to have these things always in remembrance.